Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning a little bit about Parshas Tetzaveh B'Siyata Dishmaya based on the Sefer Chachmei Lev, page 1080. This year should be a schus for Laviza ben Yehudis and Yaakov ben Sarienta and Aaron Yitzchak ben Esther, Amos ben Shoshana Reisel, Yisrael Chai ben Chana Rochel, Yitzchak Yonah ben Chana, and Amirim Bas Chana. They should all be Zoche to Baruch HaVan Atzlocha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyim. It says in the Pasuk, the beginning of Parashas Bahaloscha, Be'yovei, Deber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber El Aaron, Ve'amarte Elov, Bahaloscha, Es Haneros, El Mul Pnei Amenorah, Yerushivas Haneros. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to Aaron and tell him that when you light the candles, towards the face of the menorah, the seven candles should shine. And Rashi says, Lo Menismacha Parashas Menorah, Le Parashas Hanesiyim. Why do we find the smichus, the juxtaposition of the parasha of the lighting of the menorah? Right after the parasha, where all the Nesiim brought their karbanos, Parashas Naso. Because when Aaron saw the Chanukas HaMishkan, he had Chalishas Hadas, he felt sad. Because he said, hey, my Shevet Levi didn't have a chelik in that Chanukas HaMishkan, and the rededication, and the dedication of the Mishkan. Neither Aaron nor his Shevet. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chayecha, I promise you, Aaron, Shelcha Gedola Mishelahem, yours is greater than theirs, because you're going to be lighting and preparing the candles. Your Madlik Umeitis Haneros, and they are not. The other tribes, that's your job. And the Ramban asks, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoled Aaron Dafka with the Hadlokas Haneros, and not with the Ketores that they brought the incense morning and evening? As it says in the Pasuk, Yesimu Ketor Ba'apecha, the great Shevach of the Kohen, that he's able to bring the Ketores morning and evening, late afternoon, and every day the Kohen Gadol brings a Minchas Chavitin, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, and the Kohen does the Avodah HaKorbanos, and the Kohen does the Avodah, Kohen Gadol does the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, only he goes Lefnai Ulefnim, and that he's holy, and that he serves Hashem specially. So, and the Shifto Kula Mishar Se Elokeinu, they're all serving Hashem, so why Dafka was Aaron so set on, why was he consoled, excuse me, by knowing that he's going to be lighting the candles, when we know that there were so many other things that Aaron did and Aaron's tribe did? So why is it that Hashem consoled him dafka with the candles, with the lighting of the menorah? So at the beginning of Parashas Tetzaveh, it says, Ve'ata Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael v'yikoy lech Hashem en zayizoch. Command the Jewish people, Hashem says to Moshe, and they will take to you this pure oil. And we have to understand, all these parashiyas, Truma Tetzaveh, are talking about the building of the Mishkan, and the Kelim, and the Big Day Kahuna, and what was needed for all these things. However, Avodas HaKarbanos, it's not talking about. It doesn't mention anything about bringing flour for the Minchas. It doesn't mention anything about bringing animals for the Tumidim. So why Dafka, here we're talking about the building of the Mishkan and the Kelim and the Begadim, do we mention the Shem and Lama Or, that we have to bring this oil to light the menorah? And moreover, it says in the Pasuk after this, Bo el moed michutz la parochas asher ala idus yarochos aron van of meir vad boke lefnei Hashem. Chukas olam ledorosam liz b'nei Yisrael. So it says that in this Pasuk, that in the Oel Moed, outside of the parochas, so Aaron and his sons will set it from morning till evening, and this is for all the generations. So, not only did we mention in the first Pasuk, Ba'ata Tetzaveh, to take the Shem and Zayis, but here we even mention the actual lighting of the menorah, Yarechos Aaron Ubanov. And that we have to understand why Dafka the Avodah of Hadlokas HaMenorah does it mention. Not only does it mention the bringing of the Shem and Zayis, but also the Avodah of the menorah. Different than all the other Avodahs, it doesn't mention the other Avodahs that were done in the Mishkan. That's talked about in Parshas Vayik and Sefer Vayikra. So why is Hadlokas HaMenorah mentioned together with the Malachas of the Mishkan? Well, be'emes, the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah is repeated again in Parshas Emor at the beginning of Perek Chof Dalid. Vayidaber Hashem o Moshe lemor tzavis b'nei Yisrael b'koy lech Hashem et zayi zoch kasis lamor lalos ner tamid. Michutz laprochas eidus bol moed yarechos aron me'er vadbok lefnei Hashem tamid chukas olam adoros echem. So we see, once again, the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah and of taking the Shemen for lighting the menorah. So it's repeated there in Parashas Emor. And there in Rashi it says, this is the mitzvah of the Neiros, this parish is the parish of the mitzvah of the Neiris. And the parish of Ata Titzaveh was only said al Seder Melechas HaMishkan. And when we were talking about the Melechas HaMishkan, we spoke about the Tzorech HaMenorah. And the Mashmos is, says Rashi, that in the parish of the building of the Mishkan, God told Moshe about the menorah to tell him that later on you're going to command them to do the menorah. But right now I have to mention it with the building of the Mishkan to tell you that later on you're commanded to actually do it. But Hagufa Tzarechi, and we have to understand that also. Why Dafka the menorah do we have to explain immediately with the building of the Mishkan to tell you, oh, later on you're going to command the Jewish people to take Shem and Lama Ora and to light with this oil? But in the Shulchan we didn't have to explain the mice of the Lechem HaPanim. And the Mizbech we didn't have to explain the mice of the Karbanos. So Medar Farshtein, what's going on over here? What's so special about that Lakas HaMenorah that it found its way into the story of the building of the Mishkan and the donating to the Mishkan and the building of the Mishkan? Why here and why not wait till Vayikra with all of its friends in the Mishkan? All the different avodas are learned there. Why is the avodah of Hadlakas HaMenorah already mentioned here? And the Ramban in Parshas Amor is Tamei on Rashi, because he says that according to Rashi, who says that with the story of the building of the Seder Melechas HaMishkan, the Melechas of how they built the Mishkan, so and the Kalim, so Hashem also commanded that we should light the menorah. So if that's true, then according to the says the Ramban to Rashi, why then in the beginning of Parshas Truma does Hashem already not command the Jewish people, Aaron, Moshe, to light the menorah? Why does the Torah wait until after the building of the Mishkan? Already at the beginning of Parshas Truma, when we talked about the Asiyas HaMenorah, we should have mentioned the lighting of the menorah also, like Rashi says. We're talking about the Malachas of the Mishkan, so then we also mentioned the menorah, so we mentioned the lighting of the menorah. But if that's true, then you should have mentioned the lighting of the menorah in Parshas Truma at the beginning, where it talks about the Malach of the menorah, what the menorah is made of, how the menorah is made, what it looks like. So why not mention the lighting of the menorah there? Why wait till the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh? Why do we wait until we finished the building of the Melechas of the Mishkan and the Kelim, and only then at the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh we mention the lighting of the menorah? So it could very well be that the answer is based on what Reb Chaim Halevi famously says at the end of Hilchos Bias Mikdash, that the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah is not a mitzvah in the Maisa Hadlaka Kishalatzma. It's not a mitzvah in the actual lighting of the menorah. Rather, the mitzvah is that the neiros are lit, are kindled. Not the maisa hadlaka, but that the neiros are delukim, that they're kindling. That's the mitzvah, to make sure that they're neiros delukim. And it could be that it's different than all the other avodas. The other avodas are done with the maisa, but here it's not the maisa that's the mitzvah, but it's the totsa, the outcome that the neiros are lit, based on what the Sefer HaChinuch says in mitzvah tzadicheh. Sok the chinuch. Nishar sheha mitzvah shetzivanu Hashem yisbarach liyos ner daluk tomit beveis hamikdash lahagdolas habayis lekavarul teferes b'nei haroim. That according to the root of this mitzvah, the reason for this mitzvah is that Hashem commanded us to have a candle lit in the beis hamikdash to make the house great for honor and for glory in the eyes of all who see it. In other words, the mitzvah of the neiros is fulfilled in how is the mitzvah of the neiros fulfilled? In that the house is now well lit, it's shining, and that's magdil habayis lekavod ha'tiferes ba'urim kavdu Hashem. There's this notion, like it says in Yeshayo, that you honor with light. So therefore, the Beis Hamikdash has to be filled with light, and therefore that's what brings honor to the Beis Hamikdash. So the mitzvah, therefore, is not the etzem maisa hadlaka. Rather, the its mitzvah is that the neiros should be lit, they should be kindling. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash has to have a lot of light, because that's magdil kvod habayis, when there's a lot of light in the Beis HaMikdash. And based on what we explained, it's beautiful that dafka, the menorah, was explained, was commanded I'll say the Malachas HaMishkan, because the Hadlokas HaNeiros is not a mitzvah that's done in the Mishkan like all the other Avodos. Rather, it's part and parcel of the Tzuras HaBayis. The Tzuras HaBayis, the form, the way the base of the Mishkan is supposed to look, is with candles. And therefore, the Pasuk talks about it in the parasha of the Malachas HaMishkan. And it also mentions it dafk at the end of the Malachas HaMishkan and not when we were commanded originally to light the to build the menorah in the beginning of Parashas Truma. Rather, it's mentioned at the end, after the Mishkan is done, because the goof, HaMenorah, what the menorah is done, doesn't have to be explained at the beginning of Parashas Truma, just like we don't explain what the Shulchan does or what the other Kelim do. Only B'Gemar Melechas HaMishkan, we mention Hadlokas HaMenorah, because that's how you finish building the Bayis. Like the Chinuch says, the Inyan Hadloka is Hagdolas HaBayis, the Kavarul Teferis Beinei HaRoim. It makes the house beautiful and glorious in the eyes of all those who see it. And that's how it's Shaykh to hear. Later on, you're going to command them, Parshas Emor. But it already has to be mentioned here, because this is the Hashlamas HaBayis. That's why at the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh we mention the lighting of the menorah, because the Tzuras HaMishkan is not complete until we have the Neiros. And this is Mefurish in the Baalei HaToisus and Parshas Truma Perek Chofei Fav Pasuk Vav, on the Pasuk of Shemen Lamaor, Tema, Shekol HaParashe B'Tzorchei Bat Binyan Chutz MiPasuk Zeh. All the parsha is talking about the tzrochim of the binyan, except for this pasuk, Shemen Lamaor. Why mention Shemen Lamaor? Shemen Lamaor is not tzrochei habinyan. Shemen Lamaor is for the avodah. So why is that mentioned in Parshas Truma? Answers the Baalei HaToisus, and then he continues and he says that chitim lelechem apanim kvasim latumidim. It doesn't mention anything about bringing the flour for the lechem apanim or for the menachos. Doesn't mention anything about bringing kvasim, bringing sheep for the carbon tamid. So why does it mention the shemen lamaor? And answers the Baalei HaToisus, v'yesh lomer tzarech binyan, who it's taka tzarech binyan, shekein derech hamelochim lahad l'kner l'fneim kodim shekonsu l'bayis, the way of the kings is they light the candle in front of them before they enter the house. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the light, but that's covered when we light up Hashem's house. V'hein hein hadvarim, that's exactly what we've been saying, that the Hashlomas Tzuras HaBayis is the lighting of the menorah. V'haneilus me'irim et mamish, shines beautifully, this pshat. And based on this, we can also see light near air, or we can illuminate the issue of the Hadlokas HaMenorah. And the Hatovas HaMenorah, the preparing and the lighting of the menorah, is the Nechama of Aaron, that he wasn't with them in the Chanukas HaMishkan, neither him nor his Shevet, because the Ner HaDavuk is Magdil Kvod HaBayis. It makes the house more beautiful, and therefore it's Shayach to Chanukas HaMishkan. So it's not like the other Avodas. We said, hey, Aaron does lots of Avodas. The answer is the other Avodas have nothing to do with the Mishkan, with the preparation of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. So Aaron would have said, hey, in the dedication of the Mishkan, in the inauguration of the Mishkan, we were in Shayach. So the answer is you are, because you get to light the candles. And that is Magdil V'Kavod. That itself inaugurates the Mishkan. That makes the Mishkan complete. So just like with their korbanos, they made the Mishkan complete. You too, the other tribes, you too, Aaron, with your lighting, you make the Mishkan complete, and it's even greater now. Shelcha gedola mishelohem. And we know that, as the Rambam writes in at the end of Hilchos Temura, v'are rov dinei Torah einon ela etzis merachok migadol ha'etzel esakin hadeus eliyasha kol ha'maisim. Most dinei Torah are just etzis, from afar, from the one who gives great etzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fix our deus, to fix our knowledge, to fix our understanding, and to straighten out our deeds. And as the rabbis teach us, that there has to be a Mishkan B'soch called Echad Ve'echad, like the Al-Sheikh the beginning of Parashas Truman and many other places. The Mishkan is in each and every Jew. And just like Rabbi Yehuda Levi says in his Shira, B'levavi Mishkan Evne, I want to build a Mishkan in my heart. And what we said about Hadlokas HaNeiros, the Shaykh and the Hadlokas HaNeiros and the Mishkan HaPnimi Shekol Echad Ve'echad. in everyone's Mishkan, we all have Adlakas HaNeiros, because the union of the menorah is Romeis Tochachmas HaTorah, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra and Daf Chofei. Harot Elahachim Yadrim V'Simanach Munar V'Darn, if you want to become wise, you should daven a little bit towards the south, and the Siman to remember this is, the menorah was in the south, because that's if you want to become a Chacham, because the menorah represents Torah, like it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Vav, V'Torah Or, and therefore, even though Mitzad Echot Talmud Torah is just one of the 248 mitzvot asay, but more than that, Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa, like it says at the end of the first parak of Bava Kama, not only does the Torah teach you how to do the Maisim, but it shines and it elevates in all of your Maisim. Haneiros Hadolkim, these lit candles, this Torah that we learn, is Magdilas Habayis Kulo. It makes the whole house, all of our Maisim, all of our Avodas Hashem, it gives it a different shine. A Torah Dika Yid is different than a regular Yid. All of his Maisim shine when he has Torah. The Rambam says in Hochas Deos HaChacham Nikor Bachilosu V'Shtiyasoho, when you see a Chacham, you can see that he's different when he eats and he drinks, because the Torah shines all of his deeds. Chochmas Adam Toyer Panav, the wisdom of a person shines his face, and all his Asiyos, everything he does is Chochmadik, is Toyeridik. And therefore, Talmud Torah is just not only for itself, and it isn't finished with the Maisa Hadlaka, but it's more than just the Maisa of Limud. It's that the Neiros are Dolkim, that you have to have Neiros that are lit, that the Torah has to shine, and to all of our deeds, and that's this Sofri Gemara and Yonah, just like it's the Hashlama of the Bayis to have the Neiros, so too it's the Hashlama of everybody's internal Mishkan. And through this Dafka, we have Chanukas HaMishkan, of our own personal Mishkan, of Bulvavi Mishkan Evan, and we have the lights of Torah that shine all of our deeds, that illuminate, that radiate. Yitain Hashem, v'nizke lahadlikas haneiros, boifin shudlukim v'yiru amul p'nei amenoiro. So, they should shine. They should shine towards the face of the menorah. And in that schus of our shining candles of our Torah, we should be zoche to the geula that we're waiting for so anxiously. And we'll see a fulfillment of the pasuk of v'haya l'cha Hashem le'or olam. And God will be for you an eternal light. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.